AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A gunman opened fire on a Copenhagen cultural center, killing one man and wounding three police officers in what authorities called a terror attack against a free speech event during an artist featuring an artist who had caricatured the Prophet Muhammad. Then, after searching for the gunman for hours, police reported another shooting near a synagogue in downtown Copenhagen after midnight Sunday. One person was shot in the head and two police officers were shot in the arms and legs. Police add that it wasn't clear whether the two incidents are linked. Observers are weighing in on the eastern Ukraine ceasefire. Andrew Weiss of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former advisor on Russia in the Clinton administration says he sees little hope that the latest ceasefire in eastern Ukraine will hold.
I don't think that either party is exhausted. On the contrary, they seem to be gearing up for a more intensive phase of the war. This could go on for quite some time.
There's another recall from General Motors.
This time it's over 81,000 vehicles because of problems that can cause power steering to fail. The recall covers certain Chevrolet Malibu, Malibu Max, and Pontiac G6 vehicles with power steering from the 2006 and 2007 model years. GM says the problem has caused one crash but no injuries or deaths. The recall is an expansion of one from last year involving about 1.3 million vehicles. I'm Shelley Adler.
Officials say Canadian police have foiled a plot by three suspects who were planning to go to a mall in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and kill as many people as they could before killing themselves on Valentine's Day. A police official tells the Associated Press one suspect fatally shot himself as police moved in to arrest him, and an American suspect confessed to the plot when she was arrested at the Halifax airport. This is AP Radio News. Some couples spent Valentine's Day in a very cold Times Square getting married and getting engaged, all part of a special event put on by the Times Square Alliance.
Rhea Loda says she had no idea why her boyfriend Mitesh Gala insisted they go to Times Square in the freezing cold for Valentine's Day. But then she saw her name on a giant screen with the words, "Will you marry me?"
I said it, yes.
But she was thinking, like, what is this? I never expected this.
I was actually in a shock for a moment.
Gala was one of the winners of a Times Square Alliance contest for people who wanted to either marry or get engaged there on Valentine's Day. Julie Walker, New York.
Autopsy results show New York Times media columnist David Carr died of complications from metastatic lung cancer. Carr collapsed at the newspaper's headquarters and died on Thursday at the age of 58. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.